In a statement, Federal Mine Safety and Health Administration Director David Zotezolo says the review is not an effort to weaken the rule, but the timing of the announcement makes some health and safety advocates unsure. The administration announced the review the same day that President Trump held a press conference to highlight how quickly his administration has been getting rid of government regulations.
For every one new regulation, we have eliminated 22.
The mine safety rule that's being reviewed just came into effect in 2016. It lowered the amount of dust that miners can be exposed to and also required more monitoring of dust conditions. Dr. Edward Petzonk oversaw the federal monitoring of dust diseases in miners from 1990 to 2009. He says that loosening this regulation would not help the current epidemic of severe black lung, which is already the worst in history.
To cut back now is to expect much more disease and suffering and death.
In 1970, striking miners won federal regulation to address the dusty conditions that cause black lung.
This type of disease was supposed to have been eradicated.
But black lung is still a major problem today. Last year, an Ohio Valley Resource and NPR investigation found over 1,000 cases of severe black lung disease. Federal researchers estimate around 5% of experienced working miners have the condition. Petzonk says the newly established limits on dust might not be strict enough.
The science suggested the dust levels should have been cut in half, but it was only cut 25%.
The other compromise, Petzonk says, was in how often miners have to wear dust monitors. He explained that when conditions get too dusty, even just for a moment, miners can suffer permanent lung damage.
The monitoring should be done continuously so that the miners know exactly whether they have a hazardous condition or not. That's really the best way to protect against this disease that is now ravaging coal miners throughout our region.
Murray Energy is the country's largest coal company, and it's headed by Bob Murray, who's a prominent ally of President Trump. In 2016, Murray Energy unsuccessfully sued the government in an effort to stop the rule. In a written statement, the company said it's pleased the rule is under review, and it believes the rule, quote, fails to protect miners in any way. Bill Rainey, president of the West Virginia Coal Association, said he hopes that any rule change will acknowledge new technologies and balance safety with cost.
What we got to do is keep the momentum going that President Trump and all his appointees have begun to initiate to try to rescue this industry.
Phil Smith is a spokesperson for the United Mine Workers of America. He says he thinks the rule is fine as is, and noted that keeping dust levels low prevents more than just black lung.
The respirable dust is also explosive.
The problem, he says, is that companies and the government aren't protecting miners from dust the way the law requires.
This is going to happen when you have operators that aren't willing to follow the law and a government that's not willing to enforce it.
The text of the respirable coal dust rule calls for a review to occur. Health advocates will be watching for signs that the review might become a rollback of dust control measures. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Benny Becker in Whitesburg, Kentucky.